Welcome back to Happier Life Today with yours truly, Sharice Taylor, your pop of positivity. You know, there is a lot of discussion online about the docuseries airing right now on BET called Surviving R. Kelly. Surviving R. Kelly, whereas supposedly a lot of women that he has victimized, allegedly, I don't know if these are facts, but this has been a story regarding R. Kelly for some time about his inappropriate sexual behavior with girls underage. I have not watched the series as of yet. I've learned enough and heard enough from R. Kelly himself to know that he definitely does have an issue. He has a problem in this area. I don't know as far as that docuseries. I have not seen it. I don't know for fact what he's been accused of or if he's been arrested on any of his actions from the past. But I want to say this. What it evokes for me to share is this, is that a parent, in regards to his allegedly sexual encounters with underage girls, I want to say this again. It is a parent's responsibility to protect their child to the best of their ability. It is a parent's job. It is your duty to do your very best to protect your child from hurt, harm, and danger. And that includes sexual predators. And so it's about parenting. I do not have children. I have nieces and nephews. I do not have children of my own, but I can tell you how precious not only my nieces and nephews are to me, but how devastating it would be, how angry I would be if I found out that any of them were violated sexually. I don't know how I would react to that, to the anger, the hostility that I'm sure would arise emotionally. I pray and hope that I never have to do that, that their parents never have to do that. Because I love them, and I, again, though they're not mine, I want to protect them and keep them from all hurt, harm, and danger as best I can, as I'm sure their respective parents do. But I want to say this. It's your job. It's a hard job. It's a hard, hard job. But it is necessary that you do it. And to be mindful, to be careful of who you send your children to be with. Family members, friends, neighbors, their friends' parents. You know, just being very cautious and very careful, very in the know about where your children are spending their time and who they're spending their time with. There's so much. I think that is one of the things that really, if you talk about something that makes Sharice angry and unhappy, it's abuse to children. It's violation of children who don't yet have the strength, the words, the voice to speak up for and to defend and protect themselves. And so we have to look out for the children. Know the teachers. Know what's going on in the classroom. Know what's going on with your child online, with their their tech devices. It's your business. Make it your business. Have the conversations that the candid conversations that you need to have early and often to your children about their bodies, about inappropriate touch, about their sexuality, about sex. Do you want someone else to have the conversation, or do you want to have the conversation? It should scare you to death for someone else to have the conversation with your children about sex, about their sexuality, about touch. It should scare you to death that some kid on the school bus would have this discussion and you not have the discussion. So, again, this was all evoked from the conversation, the response to the R. Kelly docuseries on BET, Surviving R. Kelly. And again, just to note, R. Kelly has, over the years, for quite some time, since the 90s, has been accused of inappropriate relationship and sexual contact with underage girls. And I don't know if he's ever been convicted or arrested on any of this, so I believe it's all alleged. I don't know what is fact and what is fiction, but it brings to the surface a very important topic about us protecting our children, talking and communicating with our children, being, I'll say it like this, being in your child's business all day, every day. Well, I want them to have their privacy and their independence and their, you know, there'll be plenty of time for them to have all their privacy and all their independence. It's called adulthood. But I want to say this, and I don't mean to say this in a tone that is accusatory or, you know, demeaning in any way to any parent listening to this, but we must protect the children. We must protect our children. Until next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.